¿Qué pasa, Calexico? Welcome back to the podcast. Like always, before we begin, I want to thank a couple of people. I want to thank my anchor sponsors, Camilo, Jake. I want to welcome my new sponsor, John Cabrera from AmeriCorp. Also, I want to thank Eddie Lopez from Roots Creative. My friends on Dents on Border, if you have any dents or scratches on your car, make sure to contact Dents on Border. Find them on Facebook. I'll leave a link to their Facebook on the show notes. Also, I want to thank my friends at Sergio's Tacos and Hot Dogs. With over 8 years of experience serving the Imperial, San Diego, and Yuma counties with Mexicali-style hot dogs and taquizas, make sure you contact Sergio at 760-562-0057. Finally, I want to thank David Estelam. If you're thinking of buying or selling a home in the Imperial or San Diego counties, make sure you contact David. He's not only a realtor, but an investor with over 20 years of experience, and he'll teach you along the way one of the most important investments of your life. His phone number is 760-235-9576, or you can find him on Facebook. Just search David Estelam. Today we have a couple guests from the Calexico Unified School District who are representing the Sparks program. When they reached out to me, I was excited. I really don't do a lot of episodes with people that work for the district because I work for the district, and it's trying not to mix my hobby with my job. But since the program that they work for kind of it takes me back to when I started working for the district. I started working for the 21st Century program. That's what they called it back in the days. It was like the after school program back in the days. Shout out to Ms. Doreen Johnson, Mr. Lewis, Ms. Patricia Teche Galindo. Let's see who else. And everybody that worked there, Emilio, Jonathan, Carla. There was a lot of people that I work with at the 21st Century at De Anza. So when they reached out, I was really excited because, like I said, it takes me back to when I first started working for the district. And I'm really glad that they reached out to me. My guests today are Gerardo Guerrero and Mario Rico, who are two of the lead tutors for the Sparks program at the Calexico Unified School District. Thank you guys for being here today.
Thank you for having us. Appreciate
it. Before we get into, the Sparks program and everything, can you tell us a little bit about yourselves?
Sure. I've been living in Calexico since the fourth grade. I was living in Mexicali. I went out to Calexico, started at Mace. I went to Willy, Bulldogs, of course. And actually, I met Mr. Rico at Mace. And that was like a long time ago. And I went to IBC. I got my AA in business administration. And I've been doing ACES. This is my third year since 2018, Sparks. And I have worked before with another tutoring program here in the Valley. I work in the Valley, all over Calexico, Central, Brawley. It was kind of different. It was called Extreme Learning. I don't know if you heard about it, Extreme Learning.
Yeah.
Above and Beyond. The ones that used to give out laptops and tablets before.
Yeah.
I used to work for that company, and then I think it closed. So right now I'll be working with the Sparks, and it's so different and better in so many ways. But yeah.
And for myself, I came to Calexico since the second grade. I was at Jefferson. Then for third through sixth, I was at Mainz. That's where I met Mr. Guerrero in the fourth grade. Then Willy, high school, IVC. I've been working in education since like 2011, I believe. I started working with Mr. Guerrero as well for Extreme Learning. Then I moved on to a different company, which was Academia Servicio Tutoria. That's where I worked for a couple of years. Then I became a substitute teacher. That's what I've been doing for the last couple of years. And I've also been working for ACES. So I've been subbing everywhere from kindergarten to high school, alternative ed, special ed, even in the juvenile hall.
Oh.
So I've seen quite a few different aspects of education. Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy, juvenile hall. I can only imagine. If you don't mind me asking, what class are you guys from? What year did you graduate?
Oh, I'm from 2008. So is he.
2008.
As of 08, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, we're not too far apart. I'm class of 2000.
2000?
Yeah.
So, a few years.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're still young.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I mean, we're still young at heart. At heart, right?
Yes, definitely.
So, I mean, you guys are here to talk a little bit about Sparks. Can you tell us, like, and like layman's, like a little summary about what is Sparks and the other program? Because we're talking about this before we started recording. Sparks is kind of like the main part of the umbrella when it comes to like after school programs for the Calexico Unified School District, because you have ACES and ASSETS and, you know, these kind of other programs that branch out, because some of them focus on elementary and the others focus on middle school and high school. Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, Sparks and the other programs that you guys are part of?
Well, right now it's so different because we all know the pandemic. But back on site, it's a program where the youth can meet and have recreational activities. It's so different and from what it is now. But Sparks was like the place where we can have the kids learn about themselves, because we help them with homework, but we do a lot of things after that. We help them out. It was 1 hour from homework, and then we have another hour of, there was soccer, of course. We have different type of sports. We have cooking. We have dance. We have, I was doing STEM, that is science, technology, engineering, mathematics, back on Blanche. We have so many different things going on. And every month we change the different enrichments. That's how we call it, enrichment classes that we have. And right now, ACES, it's Sparks. We're online, right? So we have an hour of academic. So that we have more like a literacy, right, Mr. Rico? Literacy. We read books to the kids and. More comprehension, they break down the book, vocabulary, and then we have another hour of enrichment. There are so many options to pick, and that I wish I would have when I was a kid, because right now I'm teaching stop motion, and it's awesome. You know, I have kids from all ages doing stop motion from their house, and like teacher me, I said, oh, and they blow their minds, right? And I, Mr. Rico, I think is one of the best classes, because I mean, on attendance, how many kids do you have? He has a lot of kids. He's doing it in French. He's teaching French, you know, online. So that's cool. We have Japanese too. We have a
sign language.
Sign language.
Ukulele.
We have Tinker. Even though you Tinker coding, you know, we have. And also fun things, of course, like we have Lego challenges, we have support for K and two to cater to kids. There's so many things, and I can even explain what is it at the end, because it's so many things at the same time. But I mean, it's a place where where kids from Calexico can go and grow.
Yeah, and the good thing about Sparks, the way I see it, is that it provides a consistency with the program a lot throughout the district. So even though each site is different, just because of the way that the program is structured and the guidelines that we have and the trainings that we have, it's the same in a way. So it provides the same opportunities for every kids, and it focuses a lot on helping kids who are, which word should I use? So maybe not in the best place. So maybe economically, maybe mentally, maybe regarding relationship at home, you know, sometimes kids are, they come from a lot of trouble. So what Sparks does, and this is something that I like a lot, it provides itself a very safe environment for them to just express themselves, to be themselves, to feel that there is a safe place, even if things at home are not being so great, you know. Especially subbing, I've seen a lot of... homelessness. I've seen a lot of kids who receive extra help for food because they're in low socioeconomic status, and Sparks help them with that. You know, they also they provide the food. They provide, like I said, the safe place. They get the collaboration. Right now, it's through Zoom, but still we've had kids who every single day for the first semester, cameras was off. We didn't even know their face. We didn't even know their voices. And then they started feeling safe. And now they're the kids who are always participating and talking. So I think that that's a big win. I think that's a big win for the program.
Yeah. And I think, you know, you mentioning that kind of, and it's crazy to think some of the things that I did for the after school program. I remember during like the Christmas break, before the Christmas break, we would give out a lot of prizes to kids, you know, that were doing, because back then AR was a big thing. So kids that were meeting their book, their reading, I don't know, their points, whatever. We would give them prizes. I remember like I would get my supervisor would give me a Walmart gift card, and she's like, oh, go buy, she'll give me a list of toys and bikes that I would go buy. So like I had a little truck and I would fill it up with toys and bikes, and I would drop them off because Deanza was like the hub, like Deanza was like the main office, and I would deliver all these toys and things to these other schools. And then in the afternoons, what I did, I would drive kids from Kennedy. I would drive them to, they would live in, you know, the trailer park by Robinson Ford. I would pick up kids at Kennedy Gardens. I was like 18, 19, you know, driving a van full of like little elementary kids. And, you know, we would, you know, even though like they would only see me for those 15, 20 minutes that I, you know, would drive them from Kennedy to their homes or to their area, you know, I had like this little relationship with them. And yeah, like every Friday I would, you know, buy them candy and they would be like super, super happy because I would, you know, buy them candy and give them these little things for, especially like for Christmas or like Valentine's, I would give them a little treat. And yeah, like it's funny how you say that in the beginning, like, yeah, they were super quiet and they didn't really know who I was or if I was going to take them home or somewhere else. So yeah, like you start getting, you know, this trust, with each other. And yeah, like they would open up and talk about the things they did at school or just and yeah, you notice, you know, when they need somebody just to sit there and listen. And yeah, it's fun to have like these relationship with kids. Right now, who's the director for Sparks?
Miss Ibet Hope.
Ibet Hope. Okay.
Yeah, she started this school year. Before it was Miss Bishop.
What the
Price?
Oh, okay.
And but yeah, we have a new manager, Ms. Yvette Hope, with the help of Jasmine, secretary. Shout out to Jasmine. She's always a great, great help.
So, you know, you guys mentioned, you know, how things have changed from, was it 2019? Was it 2019, March? No, 2020, that school year, right? Was the last time we were like in person. How's, you know... like, what are some of the things that you've noticed that you guys had to change from being now in, like, through Zoom?
We did the pilot program on summer school last year about the program we're running right now. And I was one of the few that was working there. And when I was, like, they sent me new people to, like, well, train. I would tell them, you have to think that you are a YouTuber. You need to come in with some energy to the camera. Because if you just come, like, just to read a book, playing, the kids are going to get bored. Okay? And you are going to get bored. So you make it fun for you, and the kids are going to have fun. But remember, you're taking the lead, so you know what you can do, and so it can go with the curriculum we have, because we need to do questions, vocab, and so on and so on, and read the book. And the books are so great. At first, I was skeptic, right? We're reading short books to picture books to sixth graders, right? I have sixth grade class. And I was like, the summer school was like, I don't know about this. But I was reading those picture books, and they're so great. I mean, they were picked up on social emotional learning. So our books deal with different topics. Well, racism. We deal with inclusion. About woman power, all those kind of things, and of course, Latino community books. So many great books that we have read. And the kids will say, "That fella looks like me."
You know,
he looks like me. He looks like my tía. You know, and that's why like I'll say it was. These books are so different, so good. But I was doubting at first. Picture books to sixth graders, and we have 7 and 8 graders doing the same thing too right now. But they love it. They understand because they're.
Go ahead.
Yes. Oh, I was saying like the little kids, they'll be surprised, right? But I mean, the 4, 5, and 6 now they got deeper thoughts. They understand better. You know, and it's a topic that myself didn't touch too much, the social emotional learning. You know, there's how to differentiate being angry and disappointed, how is being happy really is, you know, because most of the time we don't talk about this at home.
Mm-hmm.
Being for a Latino home, we don't talk this about home. When I was a kid, we didn't talk about it at all. If I was depressed, I wouldn't talk this about with my mom or my dad, you know. And now we have, things change, right? Of course.
Mm.
And we have these books where the kids can finally say, I feel like this. Mm. I feel like this. I understand because I feel like this. And maybe they didn't know they feel like that, but now they have something to say. Oh, yeah, I'm depressed.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. You know, you mentioned the Latino part is funny because I was watching a TikTok where this girl comes up to her dad, a Hispanic family. He's like, hey, papá, te quiero. And the guy's like, that's like, cállate tú, no digas eso. It's like, dude, like, she's just saying like she loves you, you know. But yeah, like it's something that, you know, as Hispanic families really don't express, you know, feelings too much. And I was gonna tell you about, you know, the part you mentioned about being, you know, acting or being like you're a YouTuber. It's funny because you could even notice that with like TV, like late show hosts. When they were doing like their shows from like recording from iPads and mm-hmm. and it was kind of like the sound sucked and later on you kind of saw them like turn into like YouTubers because they got their setups a little bit nicer, better quality,
light, microphone, yeah.
And I was gonna ask you, does Sparks provide you guys with any equipment to kind of improve your setup?
They will give us tablets. I mean, iPads or laptops if we need to. I don't know about Mr. Rico. Do you ask for some? No?
I just got an iPad, and sometimes I use it. For example, I have my computer, and I use mm-hmm. my iPad as an extension to use it as a whiteboard or to use it like
for Zoom,
for different, or in the Zoom meeting. So it definitely helps a lot.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's something that a lot of people, especially teachers, I saw them like ordering stuff. Because you know I'm a tech and I kind of see like the things that they're ordering because they got a little bit of money to order, you know, equipment to make their distance learning a little bit better. And yeah, they started getting like an extra monitor or like a tablet, you know, those Wacom tablets where you can write and take better notes.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, like, you know, the pandemic has made a lot of us kind of like YouTubers, streamers, right? Because we're using Zoom and these digital platforms to talk to each other, teach. I was gonna ask you, you know, you Gerardo, you've been in Sparks for a longer time. Have you noticed that the same kids that were coming in years back are still coming in, you know, through the digital platforms that you're doing now, the digital distance?
I'll say half of the kids. I mean, half of the kids we have right now are kids that we have privileged have on Sparks. You know, of course, Calexico, it's a little town, so we know each other. But yes, half of the kids we have right now are kids that we have from past years. And some of them, they just came back to Sparks, and some are new. And it's a little mixed up. But yeah, I wish we could see more faces, more familiar faces, because we like Mr. Rico said, on site, you see a lot of things going on. So we wish those kids who have the chance to get involved with this program online, because it's a safe zone, you know, a shield from everything, and they can learn so many new things, you know.
Because I've talked to a lot of parents, you know, in the community, and, you know, a lot of them kind of complain that, you know, their kids are falling behind because they're kind of getting, it's hard for them to, you know, learn through the computer or whatnot, or even like turning in homework or asking questions. Can you kind of like, kind of like talk about what you guys are doing to, you know, help kids that are falling behind with their homework or something that they're not understanding during the day? What are some of the things that you guys are doing to help those kids?
Oh, well, we know that district has TutorMe. It's an app where kids can log in 24/7 and talk with a tutor online, and so they can help out with the homework. And that's what we, I think that since October, September, they've been using that. And we barely started, right, Mr. Rico? Like, helping the kids on their academic support from the morning school, you know.
Oh, okay.
Because we have a curriculum that we teach. We read the kids a book every day. That's an hour and a half, and we break down with some questions before the book, the vocabulary, the book, and some questions and two different activities. And that's every day. And we barely started to ask academic help, support for the kids. So before we read the book, like, anyone needs some help, and we send them to a break room, to different rooms, so they can help out. But that's just started, because we know that parents have been struggling with the it's the kids, but the school, the district, have the TutorMe program for that.
And I think that anyone from the district can join us, right? Not only the students signing to Sparks for the homework help. I believe that's how it works.
Yes, anyone can actually Sparks. There's no, it wasn't that such thing as enrollment, but we have enrollments for Sparks right now. But if the kid, one kid gives the other kid his friend the ID, he can join in. We just have to double check if he is from the district. And we mostly do it on Google Classroom. You know, we have all the kids' names, and we check if he's in school, because we have some pranksters before.
Yeah,
you gotta be careful, because I had some pranksters. So I always tell my team, hey, don't let them just in. Just check their names first, and oh, let me check the name, and then we can let them in.
So the tutoring part, it's open to any kid from the district.
Yes. Yeah. Anyone can join. Any kid can join the. And right now we're not like separated by schools yet. We have by grade level. So I have sixth graders. All the sixth graders from Calexico, right? Mr. Rico has the fourth graders from Calexico. So and I have kids from Bosa Chavez, Mains, Rockwood, Jefferson. And they log in to my class at 2, every day at 2. And that's where we meet, and we help them as far as we can.
Now that they're talking about, you know, reopening schools, have they told you anything about if you guys are going to be able to do in-person, you know, activities?
There's definitely talks. Well, that's why the meeting yesterday was 3 hours long.
No. Yeah.
We have talks every week about it, but every week things change. You know, every week we have a new thing, a new schedule. So there's nothing signed right now. But we're supposed to come back, but we don't know when exactly.
Okay. Yeah. That was one of my things that I really wanted to ask, you know, because obviously a lot of the parents that are sending their kids to school want to know if they're gonna, you know, have that extra enrichment after school.
yeah,
with you guys. So
we're coming back, but the thing is that we don't know how we're going to come back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how it's going to deal, because every school is different. Every school has a different schedule. So we have to adjust to that, those schedules, and they have to see the staff too. We are going to adapt to those schedules. So it's a lot of things going on, and we don't have the total number of kids that are going to be in the program yet. So until we have that, they can start the motor going. So
yeah, planning more. Once you have the numbers, you can do the more planning. Does the Sparks and Assets and Aces, does it also run in the summer?
Yes, actually, Aces at Sparks has been running summer school since the last couple of years. I think most of them are ACES tutors on summer school, and I think it's going to be the same thing this year. And I think I hope we have heard some ideas, and I mean they want to do esports. So I'm down for that.
Oh.
I'm down for that. And but yes, I believe this year is two. The last year was two, right, Mr. Rico? Last year was summer school with us online. I had it online. And 2019 was, we did it at what, Jefferson?
It was the Jefferson, yeah.
Jefferson, in the previous year, we did it at Chavez. And it was all run by the ACES people with the help of some teachers. But yeah, and I think Mr. Avina was the principal, right, Rico?
For Jefferson, yeah. I don't know.
And the other one, Cesar Chavez too. It was Ms. Montaño and Mr. Avina, yeah.
Oh, okay. If parents want to get a little bit more information about, you know, Sparks and the program, do you know where they can go to get that information? Or even, I don't know if you guys are on social media. Do you guys post any of the pictures?
We are on Facebook, Sparks, Calexico. You can find us there. And we post the books of the day. We're reading every book we're reading. We post the links for registration for the enrichment programs. We post videos of the enrichment programs that we have. I believe that this past week they put a video for Kulele and in my stop motion class. So they're showing the parents what the kids are doing, so more people can join in.
Yeah, I saw your video on the district posted a video that yesterday with, you know, different programs that are run. You know how they do the weekly update or the, what do you call it? Like the newsletter. And there was a video, that you made with the stop motion. I don't know if you saw that.
Sparks. Yeah. It's called Sparks After School Program.
Okay. That's the one that.
That's how you find it
on Facebook. Yeah.
Okay. Again, and I'll put links to the Facebook on the show notes. That way, people if they want to go check it out.
I can send you. We have a website too. I'll send you the website and the registration form, so anyone interested can join in.
Okay. Yeah. For sure. Because I know a lot of people kind of know or hear about it, but they really don't know, you know, what's all about, how they can get more information, where they can go and register and or see any updates that you guys have. So I think it's good to know where to go. Anything else that you guys would like to talk about that haven't asked you?
Right now Sparks is a great program to be at, to be honest. Me working on different programs already, I can tell, like, right now it's a great platform for kids to develop, to express yourself, to develop their social emotional learning too. And right now, more than ever, we've been stuck here at home for a year, right? For a year now.
Yeah, it's a year now.
Yeah,
it's a year now.
You know, it's crazy, and sorry to interrupt, but since I work at the high school, right, I was working in a classroom the other day, and I've walked to different classrooms, and it's crazy because you see their whiteboards, the teacher's whiteboards, and this week was a year exactly, and because it says, like, the last day they wrote on the board, it was March 16th.
It's 2020.
I was like, yeah. Dang, that's crazy. I even took a picture and and send it to a couple of the teachers. I was like, look, it's like a time capsule. Like, we're stuck in time right here in your classroom.
Sorry, it's okay. And I get it. Like, my classroom at Blanche, probably all dusty and it's a mess, probably. But and I have some Funkos there, so I need it. So anyone at Blanche can just send me a box and they can go pick it up. But yeah, as Sparks, it's different from what it was on site, definitely. But it's what kids need right now.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it is definitely a great program. Like Mr. Guerrero was saying, I wish that program was when I was going to elementary, because I remember my after school program, they would just have us just read a page. It was like an article, and they counted how many words you read, and your goal was to read more every day. So that was
ISS. Program. That was not.
That was my after school program. You know, and it's great for kids and also for us. For example, when I'm subbing, sometimes it just gets really, really tough. So by 3 o'clock, my head is like almost about to explode. Then I go to ACES, and then it's like, boom, all different. The energy, the vibes, everything's all. It's super, super different. So I just imagine if it works for me that I'm working there, I cannot even imagine how it works for the kids, you know, who are enjoying every single second of everything that we provide for them.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. And you know, thinking about, you know, going back to normal, whenever we were able to go back to normal, and you know kids are missing that interaction with, you know, their kids and people. And this can be like, you know, before we just see it as, oh yeah, they're going to stay an hour and a half, but, or 2 hours, whatever, how long are they stay after school. But now it's going to be like trying to catch up, and they're going to be catching up with, you know, their interaction with their peers and stuff. And at the same time doing some cool things with, you know, your program at the different schools that you guys offer it to. But yeah, it's really cool that, you know, like you said, before we didn't have all these things. I know STEM is something that's kind of new, and I know you guys work with STEM. And thinking about it, it kind of reminds me that, I don't know if you guys have heard about, project-based learning.
Not really. No.
No.
Rings a bell, but yeah, was, not sure.
Well, it
rings a bell, but I'm unsure what it is.
Yeah. It's kind of like, where San Diego has a school called High Tech High, where they do project-based learning. And it's just, you know, you get, they work on projects and that's, they don't really get like a A or B, or like they just, you know, pass or fail. And it seems that Sparks is kind of like a mini version of that. You know, you guys are doing different topics, different projects on, you know, on a monthly basis. I think it's like on a monthly where you guys change. So like, I don't know if you guys, I think that's something for you guys to think about, like to look into project-based learning and see if what you are doing is kind of similar to that, because I feel it is, and it's pretty cool. It's something that we've been talking about for a while here in the district with, you know, the technology director and all these people. And I don't know if that's their goal, like they're trying to mimic project-based learning with Sparks, but it kind of seems like it is. Because especially because you guys are working with STEM, so just a little pointer or like a thought that I had when you guys were talking about the different the curriculum you guys are doing with, you know, your Sparks kids.
And we're having a lot of professional developments on STEM with the help of the ICOE and the district. We've been like that, this last week, we just had a convention, STEM convention from San Diego County. And it was a whole week. It was some great programs. And we have even, it was not just STEM. We have a convention on January, and we were presenters. Oh. I was a presenter with alongside three other leads and my, two other leads, sorry, and Miss Hope. We were presenters, and that was for like Orange County, and they were like, your program looks awesome. It looks great. And what you're doing for those kids, it's great. And I was like, I wish we have this so we can put it out so Calexico can see it, you know. Like, it definitely makes change for the kids, because it's for the kids at the end. Mm-hmm. We're doing this for the kids. And
and something that I kind of want to ask you, or maybe like I can't think of the word, but maybe doing more social media posts like of the events you guys do or the projects you guys do, so that people can share them and especially for parents to kind of like know that. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes like parents are iffy about, you know, letting their kids stay, because you guys stay till like 5:30 or 6. What time is it? Like normally when we're in normal school.
On normal school, we stay until 6.
Until 6.
Well, 5:45, and most of the kids leave at 6.
So yeah, a lot of the parents are kind of like, should I let my kids stay for another 3 hours mm-hmm. in school? But like seeing the things that you guys do, like it's a no-brainer, you know. It's really nourishing their, you know, the other things that they don't get to do during the school day, you know. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of hands-on things, like you said. You guys, I know. I saw kids from Duel at the high school cooking with Chef over there at the high school. They do a lot of. I think the high school in Jefferson. I don't know if Duel, but other schools do a lot of collab. They come over to our school. I think one time they were doing some gardening in our campus. So you know, it's a lot of things that they get to do hands-on that during the school day they really don't, because of, you know, everything that everything's like so fast paced, you know. They're just going from one thing to another, and it's all reading or writing. And I think we need our kids to do a lot more things hands-on, and I think Sparks is a good
and we also show them things that they wouldn't look at on regular school day. I mean, like 3D printer. Now we have 3D printers, and we teach them about 3Ds objects, how to make it, and then print it out right there in front of them, you know. And we have the spheros. I don't know, you know, yeah. Those we're letting the kids have that on hand, and probably we won't have it, and now they have like broader experience on things, you know. Mm. Like I wish I could have that an iPad when I was on hasta la high school. No, you know, woof, you know, like it's incredible what we can have the kids do right now, you know, hands on, like you just said. Mm-hmm. And then we also have science action clubs back on site. We have by seasons, we have like the bird watching. We have but clouds. We inspect the sky. We do insects. There's a lot of things going on Spark, and giving a lot of kids opportunities to see different things. Not just not saying that is bad, but I mean the history or the math. Now they're looking at the science of the sky, of the clouds. Mm. You know.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
For me, that's cool. You know, growing up watching Bill Nye science, you know, we'd be like, oh, that's cool.
Do you guys remember Beakman's?
Yeah. Yes.
It was like the ghetto version of Bill Nye.
Yeah. Fox, right?
Yeah.
It was on Fox. Yeah.
Definitely. All right. Well, thank you guys for joining me today. I'm talking about Sparks. You know, really learn a lot of the things you guys do, and I hope the community and the parents, especially from Calexico, get excited about, you know, not only say we don't, it takes a little bit longer to go back to normal or to school, but I feel that even right now, it's a good opportunity for them to take and have their kids join Sparks, because I feel that most of the day when kids are in class, Zoom class, virtual learning, it's the same as normal day when, you know, they're learning, and it's everything's information, and Sparks is more, they can hang out with, you know, cool tutors like you and other kids that are having having fun and doing some fun things. It's a different type of environment that I think they'll really, really get a lot from if they join you. Like I said, even if it's right now virtually. So yeah, I really want to encourage our community, parents especially, to check out Sparks. I'll leave their Facebook page on the show notes and their website so that you can see if you can join or have your kids join and see if something that they'll like to do. But any closing thought, guys?
Oh, thank you. We appreciate you giving us your time and space, and well, thank you. Yeah. Well, I'll send you the link so they can have you can register if you want enrichment or you want the regular ACES, and of course check out on Facebook. We're still working on Instagram, but Facebook is where you can see all the books we're reading every day, the enrichment that we have, and if you have any questions, you can always send a message there.
Okay.
Can I take it back?
Cool. And I want to thank you for reaching out, Gerardo. Like I said, I really don't do a lot of work related things on the podcast just because.
Now I understand, because he's all okay. We're in the district. So.
Yeah. But I mean, and it's not nothing bad. It's just, you know, this is my hobby, but you know, this is a little bit different. It's something really positive for our students, and our community, and that's at the end of the day, that's what I want to do. Help my community and the students, and you guys are doing the same with our kids. You know, helping them out. Especially during these times. So yeah, thank you guys once again for being on. I really appreciate it. Thank you guys for listening. Make sure you stay safe, social distance, wear your face mask, wash your hands, and we'll see you guys in the next one.